With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Additional U.S. forces are being sent to the Middle East.
The sharp spike in violence between Israel and Hezbollah is prompting new deployments for the U.S. military. The Pentagon says more U.S. troops are being sent to the Middle East as violence ramps up between Israel and Hezbollah. A Defense Department spokesman did not say how many additional forces are going or what they'll be assigned to do. There are currently about 40,000 U.S. troops in the region. These deployments come after significant strikes by Israeli forces against targets inside Lebanon that have already killed hundreds of people. And Israel just announced a targeted strike in Beirut. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A new report by congressional Republicans says partnerships between the U.S. and China at universities over the past decade have allowed hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding to aid Beijing in developing critical technology that could be used for military purposes by China. Also at SRNnews.com, the Southeast U.S. is under a major storm warning as a hurricane watch is issued for portions of Cuba and Mexico.
Hurricane watches have been issued for parts of Cuba and Mexico as a cluster of storms located south of the Cayman Islands is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane in upcoming days, with it moving towards the United States. The disturbance is expected to become Hurricane Helene as it approaches the Gulf Coast. Up to 8 inches of rain is forecast for western Cuba and the Cayman Islands. The National Hurricane Center says heavy rainfall is also forecasted for the southeastern United States later in the week, threatening flash flooding and river flooding. Helene would be the eighth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, which runs from June 1st through November 30th. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is SRN News. Many pastors are not preaching about gambling.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that the vast majority of America's Protestant clergymen do not support gaming and are dismayed by the explosion of sports betting that has beset the nation. But the survey also finds only 7% of pastors have ever preached against gambling from the pulpit. In fact, 56% say they haven't felt any need to do so. This despite the fact that tens of millions of people are placing wagers every week. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite some of the worst persecution in the world, the church in Iran is the fastest growing anywhere. That's the conclusion of many Christian analysts and religious freedom experts. International Christian Concern says house church movements have begun all over Iran, providing deep fellowship that's helped many Iranian believers to remain firm in their faith amid great persecution. It's unclear exactly how many Christians there are in Iran. This is SRN News. The world's top coffee producers are encountering weather-related problems.
Brazilian coffee farmers are grappling with above-average temperatures as the country, the world's largest coffee producer, faces its worst drought in more than seven decades. Vietnam, the second-largest coffee producer, is also experiencing heat and drought, affecting its coffee crops. As a result, potential supply shortages in both countries have driven up global coffee prices.
Correspondent Jeremy House, prices haven't reached the record highs the world saw in the late 70s after severe frost wiped out 70% of Brazil's coffee plants. Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are one step closer to protecting AM radio and new cars. The AM for Every Vehicle Act has moved out of committee and has at least 260 co-sponsors, predicting it will be approved by the end of the year. Once approved, it will require all new cars to have AM radio. More details at SRNnews.com.